Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, ha ha. Take a chance, get it in, man.
Take a chance off the world, baby girl, yeah, that's how we ball.
That's how we ball.
It ain't no limit to this money, girl, I got it, you can spend it all. You say you're loving me, never leaving me, girl, yeah, not at all.
No, not at all.
That's how we ball.
That's how we ball.
Yeah, that's how we ball.
That's how we ball.
Trips across the main line, baby, we're the same sign, verbal. We together, but we have a great time. Cherish every second that we spend. Clockwise, darkness ain't involved in my life. You my sunshine. Palm trees, dipping the pool, feeling the wind breeze. Sunset, laying in the sand, watching the stars beam. Bone cup leaning, you sipping on martinis, taking off your bikinis. Start to lick up on your titties, watch the sunrise. Loving every moment because you all mine. Dance for a second when I kiss you with closed eyes. Love the way you smell, that Chanel got me crazy. And proud up in public when they ask if you my baby. Your homegirl shady. You know they all hate me. Bad to the fact that they single with babies. Baby, they can take a lesson from my queen bee. No, let it ride with that energy upon me.
Take a chance off the world, baby girl. Yeah, that's how we ball.
That's how we ball.
It ain't no limit to this money, girl. I got it. You can spend it all.
You can spend it all.
You say you're loving me, never leaving me, girl. Yeah, not at all.
No, not at all.
That's how we ball.
That's how we ball.
Yeah, that's how we.
You're independent, own money, push your old 12. Hair done, white tips, scratching on your toenail. Exotic late trips that we take just to blow cash. R&B nights at the club, so we slow hand. Walks in the park just to talk, girl, you and me. A home playing bones, bumping yaya, flipping Hennessy. You stay smiling, one of the things that keep me focused. Satisfied, knowing that my boo ain't with emotions. Trips across the world, seeing things that we dreamed of. Buying out the store, showing foreigns what the cream does. Money makes the world go round, but we ain't stressing. Just loving and living life and counting all our blessings, keep it solid. Making sure our love never hardened. Be the berry to your wife, keep you in my secret garden. Where the sun just shines, then we both just fine. And the clouds form hearts that read you all mine.
Take a chance off the world, baby girl, yeah, that's how we ball.
That's how we ball.
It ain't no limit to this money, girl, I got it. You can spend it all.
You can spend it all.
You say you're loving me, never leaving me, girl, yeah, not at all.
No, not at all.
That's how we ball.
That's how we.
On the blocks, DJ Darrell,
truck,
bow, bow, bow,
give him hell,
in the truck, how we be slanging,
truck shit, dope boy, go,
in the truck, how we be slanging,
truck how,
dope boys on the block slanging,
dope boy,
James want the dope, so we slanging,
James,
run up with the rope, we cut the frame,
bow, bow,
slanging, slanging,
slanging,
slanging,
dope boys on the block slanging,
dope boy.
In the trap, my nigga, we be slanging.
Chop, chop.
The J's want the dope, so we slanging.
The J's.
This one for my niggas that be slanging.
My nigga.
In the trap, trying to get rich.
Slanging.
Rich.
In the trap, whipping the brick.
Slanging.
Will.
Cooking and whipping the fish.
Slanging.
Cooking.
Slanging. Slanging.
Slanging.
Slanging.
Slanging.
Oh.
Slanging.
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 Dope boy.
Slanging.
Trap how.
Oh.
Dope.
Go.
Gangsta nigga twisting their fingers.
Gang.
Do
dope boys on the block and they slangin'.
Dope boy.
I don't do no losses, all my niggas they gainin'.
Gainin'.
I got every foreign, call my nigga, you name it.
Skirt.
We up in the game, my niggas not in the bleachers.
Gang.
Trappin' the captain to 20,000 a piece.
Trappin' the captain.
Trappin' famous, Amos, my niggas they be slangin'. Put the pistol, I put it in your mouth, you eatin' the chamber.
Ba-ba-da.
You think it is a game, my bullets kickin' Liu Kang.
Woo.
When you with the chopper, can't nobody know your real name.
Chopper.
When you get into the money, niggas wantin' your chain.
Change.
Nigga, I'd rather be rich, I never wanted the fame.
Rich.
Penitentiary chances got me selling cocaine.
Damn.
I be shopping in the mall, a couple thousand by main. When I'm done shooting the chopper, you gon' need you a cane.
Slang, slang, slang.
50,000 my range.
We slangin'.
In the trap house, we be slangin'.
Trap house.
Dope boys on the block slangin'.
Dope boy.
J's want the dope, so we slangin'.
J's.
Run off with the work, we cut the frame.
Bow, bow.
Slang, slang.
Slangin',
slangin'. Dope boys on the block slang.
Dope boy.
In the trap, my nigga, we be slangin'.
Trap, trap.
The J's want the dope, so we slangin'.
The J's.
This one for my niggas that be slangin'.
My nigga.
In the trap, tryna get rich.
Slangin'.
Rich. In the trap, whippin' the brick.
Slangin'.
Will.
Cookin' and whippin' the fish.
Slangin'.
Cookin'.
Slang, slang.
Slangin',
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 oh,
slangin', slangin',
yeah,
slangin',
yeah.
Dope boy,
slangin',
wow,
oh, Quavo. Yo. You a fuck nigga, you ain't banging young nigga.
Nigga.
Word on the street, you a single, my nigga.
Dang.
Talking to the fed, you a bringin' the pistol.
Blah.
Word on the street, you a finger fuck nigga.
Oh.
Nigga, get close, I will burn you like toast. And you know they say Quavo be doing the most.
Doing the most.
Word on the street, you be telling the folks.
Tellin
when
the
we catch you in the hood, we gon' smoke you like a pope.
Bow.
My money long, nigga, your money show.
Money
only
long.
Finger fuck going on is the dope.
Finger
got
fuck.
Some tools in my house like it's Amoco. Got the pro pullin' up on the cantaloupe boat.
Yeah.
She hit the rapper, we she gonna choke. Then I told Carlito to come with some. Some more Iggy Azalea, some Curtis Blow. Quavo meteorologist predict it's gon' snow.
Slang.
In the trap how we be slangin'.
Trap how.
Dope boys on the block slangin'.
Dope boy.
J's want the dope, so we slangin'.
J's.
Run off with the work, we cut the frame.
Bow, bow.
Slang, slang.
Slangin',
slangin'.
Dope boys on the block slangin'.
Dope boy.
In the trap, my nigga, we be slangin'.
In the trap trying to get rich,
slanger.
Rich.
In the trap whipping the brick,
slanger.
Will.
Cooking and whipping the fish,
slanger.
Cooking,
slanger, slanger,
slanger,
slanger,
slanger,
oh, slanger,
slanger,
slanger.
Dope boy,
slanger.
Trap how?
Oh,
dope.
Go.
DJ Darrell.
Bow, bow, bow. Give him hell.
Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody? You got your boy Seth, man, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what time it is. It's live after 5 with the Fat Man, you know what I'm saying, on a, what is today, Wednesday? Yeah, today is Wednesday. I just go to show y'all. I'll be out and everything in my mind just be going blank and shit and everything, you know what I'm saying? But today we have a show. Last night I was going, of course, last night after the show, big shout out to my man, Benny Ramone, that was on the show last night. In case you guys didn't catch it, you can always go back and listen to the archives and everything, or go to blogtalkradio.com/WPHATJamRadio, and you can catch all of my archive shows and everything, you know what I'm saying, and catch up on what the Fat Man been doing and who the Fat Man been talking to and who the Fat Man been kicking it with and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? Because I know y'all want to be a part of my life, just like I want to be a part of y'all's, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to everybody out there in Dayton, Ohio, you know what I'm saying? Our guest tonight is from Dayton, Ohio, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, this is a topic that y'all always know I always give my attention to, and that's verbal abuse and domestic violence, you know what I'm saying? And she has created a page for Facebook, for you ladies on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? She's created a page that says, that's basically telling you how to identify, you know, it's basically called Silence of the Lambs. That's what caught my eye, you know what I'm saying? Silence of the Lambs, you know what I'm saying? And it says, how to identify the signs of a narcissist. Okay, now y'all know Fat Man, he ain't, you know, Fat Man ain't up too much with everything. I got people calling me while I'm on the phone and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Call back, you know what I mean? And everything. Hold on, y'all. Hold on, because a lot of stuff be going on. while I'm here on the phone. All right, here we go. It says, how to identify the signs of a narcissist, all right? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so I went and looked on the page, you know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing a lot of the quotes. A lot of the quotes are uplifting. A lot of the quotes are, a lot of the quotes hit home, you know what I'm saying? And it made me get into her inbox, you know what I'm saying, and asked her to be on the show. Comes to find out, we both have the same last name, you know what I'm saying? I've been finding a hell of a lot of Mobleys on Facebook and everything, all these little Mobley groups and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? But it's good to see my people out there doing the damn thing and representing to the fullest, you know what I mean? But like I said, you know, identifying the signs of a narcissist. Now, if you know what a narcissist is, then that right there will let you know. And she's created a page on how to identify the signs of a narcissist, all right? And we're going to get into that, and we're going to talk to her in just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But, of course, y'all know I have to get on here and see how everybody is doing and let you know how I've been doing. You know, I've been doing good and everything. My week is good. You know, God has been blessing. I'm feeling good. I've been back in the gym getting myself together so I don't be a narcissist and everything. Y'all know Fat Man been talking about he's looking for his queen and everything like that there. But then again, like I said, you know, she made me think when I seen this page, you know what I'm saying? So when I seen the page, it made me go, okay then, let me check into that, you know, you know what I'm saying? I wish everybody... wish everybody love and everybody luck tonight. I hear they're pulling the Powerball. I hear the Powerball is what, how many billions of dollars now and everything like this. So, you know, everybody that done played their Powerball tickets and played the lottery, you know, I hope you done prayed. Hope you prayed up and everything. And I just want to say God bless you. I wish you all the love and the luck in the world. You know what I'm saying? If y'all hit that lottery thing, you know, make sure you holler at your boy Fat Man and everything, you know what I'm saying? Slide him a couple of dollars, you know what I'm saying? Because I could, you know, I could use it, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I know me and some other people could use it, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, like I said, you know, we are identifying the signs of a narcissist tonight, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody out there in 313 that's listening to me, you know what I'm saying? We got a 937 area code, you know what I'm saying? And I hope this helps the women because this is what it's all about. I hope this helps the women and help them to identify themselves and stuff like that and help shed some light on this, you know what I'm saying? And I'm starting real early because I usually don't have my guests call in until a little bit later. But right now, I kind of think I need all the time I can so she can thoroughly explain herself on what this is. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're rocking with the Fat Man live after 5, coming to you straight out of Las Vegas, Nevada. With no further ado, I would like to introduce you guys to Miss Tina Mobley Ramsey. How you doing, sweetie?
Good evening, everyone. Shout out to Dayton, Ohio, and to everyone in Las Vegas. I am truly doing well, blessed and highly favored.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good. That is good. Well, of course, you know, like, you know, when we spoke earlier today, I was interested in your page. Can you please explain your Facebook page that you just created?
Yes. I will be happy to, and I want to thank you, first of all, for taking notice in my page. I actually created that page based upon an experience that I myself went through recently, and it is a form of healing for me as well as a warning to women and men who are out there on the internet searching for love and a mate and a soulmate. And through Facebook, I, like many people, connected with someone and my story could have ended tragically. I titled it Silencing of the Lambs because the lambs are the innocent ones, people who everyone is in need of love and companionship. And so people who are just out searching for that love and intimacy and acceptance from someone. So I met a gentleman. We began to communicate through Facebook, as everyone else do. First, just through him liking my statuses and, you know, saying, "Hey, I'm starting to feel you. Let's you know, move this a little further." We began to message, and I'm in one state and he is in another. And I noticed that some of his mutual friends were mine as well. And the friends that he are mutual friends with, they're good people from what I know of. And so I said, "Hey, he seems to be okay." I began to tell him intimate things about me, things about my life, things about my situation at the time. I was going through a situation with a man that I was living with, just gotten out of a 25-year marriage where I suffered emotional abuse. And so he became very familiar with me in many, many ways. And after a couple of months of talking, he said, "Hey, we're grown. Let's not, you know, play around. We've been around the rodeo.
Okay.
I was sent to you." But what captured me is anyone who follows me on my page know that I have a strong faith in God. A lot of my quotes is about my faith in God. And so he came to me at one of my lowest points in my life, and he told me that I was sent to you from God. I was sent to love you and care for you and, you know, just center my life around you. I'm an intelligent woman, okay?
Yes, you are.
That is not something that I would normally fall for. But when you've been abused and emotionally abused and you've been in relationships like that, you're just really searching for that perfect person. And so, you know, he just entered into my heart and my spirit. I said, "Oh, this man, he loves the Lord. He loves God. He's the one. So I packed up and I left everything that I loved, and I moved to the state where he was. For about 9 days, he was this perfect, charming, loving man. Some of my family thought I was crazy. Other of my family were very supportive. And, you know, they said, "Tina, we just want you to be happy. We want you, you know, follow your destiny." So I told everybody, "I'm following my destiny. This man loves God." That was first and foremost. He loves God before me. So I get to the city where he is. I don't see any signs. He's loving. He's caring. He says, "You know, we're not going to be intimate until I marry you because I want to make sure that I do things right for God. I want to do things." So he always kept God in the forefront, always kept God in the forefront. But it was after I said, "I will and I do," was when everything changed. I noticed that he just little things, say, for instance, we're at a light and the car is not moving fast enough and he just becomes angered. And we're in a store and the woman's not giving him his money fast enough. And he has a little rage and just he started exaggerating things. Like he told me he was in the military with flying with the red tip wings, and he did all these things in his life, but he never talked about his past life to me, just little bits and pieces here and there. And then all of a sudden, I noticed that he always wanted to keep me locked up in the apartment. He didn't want people around me. He didn't want people to talk to me.
Right.
And then the day, and where I was at, I had family there, so I thank God for that, that I did have family there. So after about 2.5 weeks, I really wanted to see my family, and I get an opportunity to go. But prior to that, I wanted to go to my grandfather's grave. He got very flustered because we couldn't locate his plot, so now he's showing this aggressiveness, this aggressive anger that I never seen before. And okay. Then we meet with the family, and upon meeting with the family, I noticed that his whole demeanor changed. His whole demeanor changed.
Okay.
He got very angry because he said that I spent more time with my family, more of my energy was with my family. And so that night, traveling back home, he showed more aggression. Then when we get back to the apartment, the aggression, it actually increases to where he is very flustered, and he begins to act out in ways by hitting things and knocking things down. And he tells me that he's obsessed with me, he craves me, he yearns me, and mm-hmm. I need to be in his presence. He has to feel me. If I'm in another room, I can't be in there too long because he needs to know that I'm in his presence. And this situation, It got really, really bad. It became physical because I was calling the police. He had told me the marriage was over. And the narcissistic people who have this disorder, once they feel that they cannot use you and break you down, then they're done with you. And so, you know, he tells me the marriage is over. He wants me gone. He tries to snatch my phone, physically grabs me, is tussling with me and everything. And then what they do is now they will turn it around and become the victim. So he runs to the neighbor's door, and he tells him that I'm mean, I'm evil, that he's afraid of me. And so I fled. Police, you know, they came and they got me out of the situation, told me do not ever look back, don't ever turn back and go back to this man, because it could have turned out to be something worse than what it was. I created that page because I wanted to draw attention to women and men as well, because I know that there are men who have been abused and are in abusive situations at this time, and just feel like it's natural. It's okay for someone to have rants and raves and is in a rage, and that's how you settle disputes and that's how you handle disputes, but that's not normal. That is not normal. And if you don't find a way out, it just will continuously just drain you and drain every good thing that you have within you to where you feel like you have no way out. And so you have to be aware. You've got to be aware of the signs. I was blessed because I left. I married and on the 22nd, and I was gone on the 3rd.
On the 3rd of what?
So I left.
Hold on. Stop. Rewind the record. Wait a minute. You was married when?
December 22nd.
Okay.
And
year?
December 22nd, 2015, and I left January the 3rd, 2016.
So you just left a couple of weeks ago. You left what, a week ago?
I just left last week. And I thank God that I have family to come back to. Yes, last week. I sure did.
Okay. All right. Did he even get a chance to touch you?
Well, let's put it like this. When he grabbed me, that was the last touch.
Okay. Well, I ain't talking about grab. Well, in some cases, yeah, baby, I'll grab you and everything. You know what I'm saying? But
you mean,
I'm talking about.
You mean,
I'm talking about.
you,
I'm talking about, did he get a chance to touch you? You know what I'm saying? Did he, you know?
No.
I guess not. I guess not. You leaving out that quick, that's kind of like, I'm out. You know, wow. Okay.
I was fearful. I was very, very fearful for my life. When I seen that rage, when he... the night that he, you know, started punching things and knocking things down and stomping across the floor and hollering and screaming and saying, you made me do this. I love you. I would have never done this if I didn't love you so much. If you only knew the depths of my love, this is why I'm going crazy like this. This is why I'm doing this. And then, you know, mm-hmm. he fell out on the floor like he was having a heart attack or something. And this is what they
do.
No, he didn't. Yes, they want you to see them as a victim. And
really?
so that you will begin to feel sorry for them.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
okay.
And so I just want to share my story because you don't have to stay in that type of situation. That is a dangerous situation. It's an abusive situation. I left.
Okay. Well, I would think that would be the better thing to do would be to leave. I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand where he's coming from about wanting to be in the same room and this and the other. But, you know, my thing is this, fellas, you know, some women aren't into the clinginess. Some women aren't into a man being up under them. Some women in this case, you know, I'm talking about all women, but basically my sisters are not used to the attention that some black men give. There's some men out here that goes above and beyond the call of duty to give his woman the attention that he feels she needs. There's some out here that don't give a damn about the attention that he gives to her that he feels that she needs. You know what I'm saying? There are a lot of men out here that want to give the attention that you need and some because they want to be in love. Do you feel that he rushed it, or do you just figure – he was just crazy from Jump Street?
I feel that he has some underlying emotional issues that he has had for some time. He's an older man, so I feel as though he has some issues that he has not addressed for many years.
Okay.
And the obsessiveness. And you're right about women, you know, needing their space in relationships and not wanting the man to be on them 24/7. But there is a difference between obsessiveness and just wanting to be with someone. When a man does not want you to speak to anyone where you live and reside, and he wants to keep you in the apartment, and you can never go out and never do anything, those are danger signs. Those are like warning signs that there is some issues. Yes. There's some issues.
We're gonna call it what it is. You know what I'm saying? He was several chicken nuggets short of a Happy Meal. You know what I'm saying? And everything. That's just craziness. I've never been with a woman, you know, I've never been with someone and wanted to consume every minute of her time because, you know, like I've done interviews on these topics before, and it's like, I don't know if men realize like that's pushing her away. That's not drawing her to you. That's pushing her further away from you.
And men need to understand that. And, you know, if you feel that you have those type of traits, I just believe that you need to get help with that because it can just fester and grow, and the older you get, it can become severe. Because in that rage, when he was telling me that I love you, I crave you, he said, you're in my being, you're in my every being. That scared you? Yes, that did scare me. It's flattering to a woman to know that a man, you know, loves her, but you're in my blood and my veins, and you're in my every being, and I crave you. So when I don't get that attention from you, it makes me go into a rage. That's frightening. That is frightening to me. It is.
Okay. Because, I mean, I can understand. Don't get me wrong. I understand where he's coming from to an extent. I can understand I want you by me and this and the other. I've never been possessive to where it's like, well, where you at? You're not in the same room I'm in and this and the other and everything. Fellas, always remember, and that goes for ladies too, always remember absence makes the heart grow fonder. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And when I say that, that means, that when you're apart, it makes you want to be together. Sometimes it's best to be apart, because when you're together, it's going to be the shit of being apart. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. You know, that's just like arguing and having makeup sex. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, hell, I start an argument just for the fuck of it, just so I can have to make it. It's like, oh, baby, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. And everything. You know what I'm saying? I am so sorry. You know what I mean? So I can understand what he's talking about. I never thought that a woman, I could see the facial expressions, but I never thought that it scared women when you tell a woman, sweetie, you're a part of my soul. I inhale you just like when I smoke that cigarette and I inhale that smoke. That's how I inhale you. I thought women wanted.
If you're telling a woman that in that tone, and you're not ranting and raving and tearing up stuff in the house, there's a difference.
That would be different. Yeah, you're right.
If you're tearing up things and you're like, Tina, I want you, I crave you, and you're tearing up the house and throwing things, I'm going to run.
Okay.
I'm going to run.
Okay, well, maybe he should have been tearing up something else while he was telling you that instead of beating on you. You'd have been like, oh, he for real. He ain't playing. No, baby, I ain't playing. I ain't even playing. You know what I'm saying? Everything like that. Maybe he should have been knee deep in something else, standing up in it and everything like that. And that way you'd have been like, oh, okay. You'd have been like, that's so cute. He upset. He's just hollering through the house and everything. But he wants to be all in my being and everything. Mm. I ain't never had nobody tell me like that. You know what I'm saying? I can understand it, But you know what I mean? I'm used to put things and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So that scared you. So what happened after that scared you? Because then you said you was just out. You was just out 72 hours. That's like you just left 72 hours ago.
Just like 72 hours ago.
Right.
It was frightening. It was just very, very frightening. When you are communicating with someone from a distance, you can hide behind many words, I can speak a lot of words. And when you finally meet up with that person and spend time with them, a couple of weeks is not enough time to really get to know someone. But there are just dangerous people out there who I believe that their whole meaning of being out there on social media is to find people who are scarred and who are torn and who are broken. We lure them into relationships just for the sole purpose to, you know, emotionally tear them down and threaten them and scare them into doing what they want. And abusive men and women, they use those tactics. They use fear and the falling out on the floor like he was having a heart attack, the guilt, and then they want you to feel shamed and you know, feel sorry for them. And so when they know that you have a good heart, and I truly believe that I do, they know that you'll give them a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance, and then before you know it, you are completely under the control of an abusive person, and your whole life has just been turned upside down, and then you don't know what to do.
Right, okay. So, like I said, everybody, people that's just tuning in, you know, we're sitting here talking with Ms. Tina Mobley Ramsey, you know what I'm saying, and she's created a page that says, you know, Silence of the Lambs, how to identify the traits of a narcissist. You know, now that, you kind of look at that like, huh, really? Yeah. How do you identify a narcissist? You know what I'm saying? And she's telling you, you know, you know, she's telling you like they got this, like they got a hidden agenda or something, you know what I'm saying, to try, I don't know. That's what it makes it seem like. It makes it seem like they come at you one way, and then when it's kind of like, it's kind of like, I got you now. Now that I got you, you know, now that I got you, I'm about to do a 360 on you and everything, and I'm going to really show you my true colors. Fellas, that scares women. That will scare a woman off. That will scare a woman off. That will make a woman do some crazy things and stuff like that there. But my thing is this. Okay, the question I want to ask you, Tina, is how would I know if I'm a narcissist or not? If I haven't displayed this to anyone else, is it the age of the woman? Is it the time of the year? Is it, I mean, what do you think it is?
No. Well, there are many symptoms. Narcissistic people, they react to criticism with anger, so they're easy to anger. They take advantage of others. They exaggerate their own importance. Like, for instance, you know, he would tell me that he was in the military and that he was a part of, like, the highest elite groups of people that were in the military. They exaggerate their achievements and their talents. And they kind of entertain unrealistic fantasies about success and power and intelligence or romance. And they require, and this is the number one thing, and I think this is the biggest eye catcher, is that they require constant attention and positive reinforcement from others. So there were times that I would be talking to him like he was one of my children. And, you know, and I just didn't understand it. They're easy, you know, easily to jump. They're easy to become jealous of your family and your friends, and he displayed that when I was around my family. They really have disregards for any of your feelings, so they have a lack of empathy, and they just have this obsessive self-interest. It's all about them, their way, no other way, and those are, you know, some of the traits that one can identify someone with a narcissistic personality disorder. And we all need to take, you know, some evaluation of ourselves, because we may carry some of those traits as well.
Wow. Okay. Well, see, this is the reason why I wanted to have you on the show and everything like that, because, you know, we as men, we need to grow daily. We need to do self-searching daily. I don't think anyone else understands that like I do. You know what I'm saying? This is something that's a must in our Black community, because then we come up with stuff like this. This is not good to be able to deal with someone, and then all of a sudden, this certain someone, he turns. It's kind of like he did a Jekyll and Hyde on you. And everything, you know what I'm saying? He was something one way, and then the next way he was something else different. You know what I'm saying? So, my thing is with women being, and this is just my personal opinion, with women being the best judgment of character these days, I guess it's kind of hard for you to judge that character coming across on a social network. Warn the ladies on the pitfalls of or the signs of what, because I'm pretty sure he said something to you on Facebook or something like that that makes you go, okay. Because anybody can like and start liking and this, that, and the other, and liking what you're putting up, and hey, you're deep. Hey, I like what you're saying, and this, that, and the other. I get it all the time. I just don't pay no attention to it.
Right. And because you are in the entertainment business, and you know, you and you're right. You get women all the time messages about how you look and you know what they would love to do if they were with you. But in a lot of women's cases, and for me myself, like I said, I always consider myself a very good judge of character. But because of the situation that I was in at the time, my self-esteem was not where it should have been. And I really fell for him when he began to dwell into my intellect as far as my love for the Lord and my faith, and he played on that. He really, really played on that. In my current, you know, position that I was in at that time, I was in a situation living with a guy, he too had narcissistic types of traits as well, but I didn't even know what that term really was until after the abuse. I began to just kind of research some personality disorders. And so women, when you're on social network and you're telling men about your relationship with your family and your relationship with your children and your relationships with people in general who is in your social circle and people who are in your life, he preyed on that. He saw me as sort of like a misfit. And, you know, I can just dive on in. I can win this woman's heart. And, you know, and each day he would send me, you know, messages, and he would call me, and he would say, you know, because I had just had surgery, just gotten out of back surgery, and he would pray for me over the phone. And he was everything. Like, you know, the Bible says the devil comes in all types of forms. We're looking for this red-faced beast with horns, but the devil comes in everything that you long for. And so I just believe that, you know, he has a soul too, and that's one thing I have to keep in mind, is that he has a soul too, and his life is worth is valuable. But he also has conditions that makes him an ugly person. And unfortunately, through the social media, he was able to hide through that and cover that until even to the day that I married him. He would not touch me. I mean, he touched me, we kissed, we did, you know, whatever. But when it came to any other intimacy, he would tell me, well, I don't want to, you know, enter into your womanhood because you are a gift from God, and I want to make sure that I do this the right way, because our love a triangle. Is God first, me, and then you. And, you know, when you're weak.
Girl, did you want to hand him a Bible and a bottle of wine and let him grow his beard out and go, okay, here, Moses, you did a awful lot of preaching up here, bro. You sounded like Martin Luther King now, bro. I don't want to get there until I get there. But when I get there, you know, it's going to be a beautiful thing when I get there. It's kind of like, okay, there, player. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. And the walls is going to rattle and the earth is just going to flip into it. Wow, boy. He was coming with some hot business, huh? I know you was like, all right, there, player. I know you was like, okay, there, player. I hear you. You know what I'm saying?
So, you know, he just had me completely smitten. I said, wow. Okay, I'm gonna, you know, wow, this is awesome. I'm, you know, being in the relationships that I had been in with men, I had never heard a man say anything about entering into my womanhood and, you know, my womanhood and, you know, so he knew, wow, I got her. I mean, I probably even cried because it just, you know, touched that way. I'm sure
ladies,
I did.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on. I can understand the emotion and the emotions run high and this and the other, but y'all got to stop breaking down to these brothers. And it's the same thing about a man. A woman can say some things to a man that make him, that'll choke him up too, especially if this is what you're looking for. You know, and the only reason why I laugh about it and this and the other is because I've been there myself, you know, and I know women have said things to me that make me go, oh, hell, well, what, you know, oh, shucks, why you say that? You know what I'm saying? And it makes me blush and stuff like that there and everything, you know what I mean? But, you know, the proof is in the pudding, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because we on the phone right now. We can say anything that we want because we on the phone. But when I'm in front of you, you know, that's what's going to give me the tail of the tape is when I'm standing there in front of you. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I guess when you did get in front of him, you done gave him a heart attack. He done clutched his heart. He done pulled a Fred Sanford on you. He done like, oh, Lord, Elizabeth, here I come. This is the big one. I done found her, but this is the big one, and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? Do you think he just wasn't ready for you? I believe so. I believe that can happen. I believe you can meet someone and you're just not ready for them right now. You think that might have been it? But then again, I don't know. Somebody beating on the wall and I don't know.
No, I think that he, like so many other men, just have some disorder issues. When the police came and had, you know, to help me leave, you know, they talked to each individual person because there's always three stories, yours, his,
okay,
and true. And
okay,
the police officers, you know, they came back to me. I was on the other end of the hall, and they told me, they said, you know, in situations like this, when we hear that someone just got married, you had a spat, and it got a little loud, we normally will tell you to just gather a couple of things and go to a family or friend's house and just stay for the night. But they said, you know, after talking to him,
mm-hmm,
we believe that you need to get all of your things out of that apartment and you need to leave. And they asked,
mm-hmm,
me, are you done? Are you finished? Because one of the officers said, we come out on too many stories about women who have met men over the internet and just thought that was their knight in shining armor. He said, unfortunately, three of those cases that we were called out on, we had to call the coroner's office as well. And, you know, they said, we normally don't even stay. We normally tell you gather a couple of things and leave, but we're going to stay, and we're going to wait until you gather everything that you can. They even helped me zip some of those suitcases up. So, you know, they said everything that you said and how you met him, he said the same and more. He said that you were his angel that was sent from heaven. And they said, you know, there are a lot of other things that he said that, you know, causes some concern.
Okay.
So, you know, when the police officers say, we think it's best that you leave, then, you know, that is a time when you really have to take that into consideration. I just want to tell women, please, please be careful on social media and on the internet in, you know, believing that a man is all that he says that he is. And men, be careful as well, because there are some women out there who also have personality disorders. I've heard stories of some. And I know men who've actually packed up and left and moved in with someone that they thought was a good, caring, loving, and kind person. You know, just stick with the old way, the old-fashioned way, and getting to know someone. And sometimes you can be with someone for a long period of time and still not know everything, but at least you will see some of the signs.
Wow. Okay. 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 So, I mean, so when some of the signs, I mean, because obviously these signs aren't visible until they get you where they want you.
That's right. Aggressive behavior, you know, just little things like that. And I was excusing it. I saw those little signs, like, you know, for instance, we're going in and we're ordering something to eat and they didn't get it right. And he just would just get so intense about it and really nasty with the waiter. And he's upset. And I'm thinking, well, you know, he's an older man.
Oh, okay.
So
he has
no patience.
I hear you.
Yes.
I hear you.
So you
sitting back looking around like, this motherfucker is crazy.
And so I'm just kind of, you know, saying, well, you know, he's older. He, you know, he's at that age. He don't have any patience. No, it was beyond that. I mean, it was just much more angrier and a rage. Like, and it's over something simple that I could just say, okay, it's all right. You know, let's just change it out and just be fine. But no, he was to the point where I'm talking about, you know, ready to just punch something.
Really?
So your words, because
you're a soft-spoken woman. I don't see how a man dealing with you could still be upset after you didn't tell. Because I'm pretty sure you could look at me. I could be pissed off, and I'm pretty sure you could look at me and go, "It's okay, Daddy. Don't worry about it." I'll be like, "Oh yeah, Mama, it's okay. It's okay." You know what I'm saying? So he just didn't grasp that. He thought he was being the man. He thought he was being the man handling business, huh?
Well, he just told me, you know, after I would say, like, well, you know, that it wasn't really that serious, and he would just say, well, I don't have patience. I have no patience.
Okay.
No patience. So,
really?
You know, little red flags. Little red
flags. Yeah, that's more than a red flag. That's shit. For telling you, I don't have no patience. I don't have no patience. So that's basically Xing you out with everything else. That's like, well, I ain't even got no patience for you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And this is what I be telling y'all. You know this, and I'm glad you're on the phone, Tina, because this is what I tell fellas: be careful with what you say to your woman and to a woman. A woman is delicate. You make it, you know. And even though we got these hood chicks and these street chicks and this and the other, everybody want to twerk and all of this and everything like that, when you finally get a woman behind closed doors and get her to yourself, that's when you see the kitten come out in her. And if you're not talking to her, if you're not nurturing her, I tell people, a woman is like a plant or a flower. A flower needs sunlight. It needs water. You need to dig around the dirt and everything and make it feel comfortable and all of that. You need to talk to her. You know what I'm saying? You have to fertilize it and everything. You know what I'm saying? So that covers everything that goes on in a relationship. If you don't do that, if you don't do that, what does a flower or a plant does? It withers up and it dies. You know what I'm saying? So, fellas, that's why I try and tell y'all. Y'all laugh at me and everything and stuff like this there, but this is the reason why when I am in a real committed relationship, my relationship lasts for years. And I'm not talking about 2 and 3 and 4. I'm talking about 15, 16, 17 years. You know what I'm saying? I was almost married for, you know, almost 20 years when I got out of high school and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's because of the relationship. It's just some men out here are designed not to fuss and argue. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, it's your upbringing. You know, I remember me and you was talking earlier today and you was telling me, well, you never heard your dad raise his voice in the household. I didn't either. I never heard my father raise his voice in the household. If he didn't talk to me in this tone of voice, he didn't talk to me at all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he would be like, go on, boy, leave me alone and everything. I'll talk to you later. You know, or my dad would get up and he would leave the house and go out in the street or anything, you know, and go hang out or whatever like that. So it gets to the point to where, you know, fellas, a woman is supposed to be our companion. A woman is supposed to be by our side, not behind us, not in front of us, not in back of us, but by our side. This is the reason why you're supposed to be a couple. And you're supposed to understand your partner. You know, you're supposed to understand your partner. I'm supposed to be able to feed off of you. You're supposed to be able to feed off of me. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the love can be so filling and fulfilling to where you don't need food.
You're right about that.
You ever had that feeling before?
No, yes.
Yeah, to where I'm so busy being fulfilled off of the love that I'm getting from you that I've totally blocked out food. And sometimes this can go on for days. Trust me, I know. I've been there. You know what I'm saying?
That's a beautiful feeling.
Yes, it is. Of course it is. It's a beautiful feeling. You wake up in the morning, you got that person laying there by your side. And you go to sleep, you got that person laying there by your side. What's the best thing about it is that person that lays by your side grabs you up and holds you like you would when you do her when you're in the bed asleep.
Mm-hmm.
That shows the thing of, okay. It's, you know, and people think that it's wrong to feel wanted or wrong to want somebody. Where did all of this get misconstrued at? Can you tell me?
Yeah.
Is it society? You know, is it society or is it our reality shows?
Wow. That's a good question.
Because this is the reason why I do these radio shows is because I basically get this, like I get told that it's wrong for me to have a high sex drive. It's wrong for me to. I wouldn't make this up. You can't make shit up like this. You know what I'm saying? You know, I get told that it's wrong for me to have the high sex drive. It's wrong for me to want after a woman the way I do. Now, I would rather want after a woman than lust after a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a very big difference. It's very, very, very big difference. Very big difference. And out of the most sexual beings on this planet Earth, which is a woman, because she was created from my rib, I get more women telling me that me being a sexual male and wanting to talk about it and explore and discuss it, it's wrong for me to even feel that way.
Hmm.
But when you hear or when you do come to my house, you butt naked in 5.10 minutes. That confuses me. That confuses the fuck out of me. And this and the other, it's kind of like, oh, okay, man. Well, you don't want to talk about sex, but you can come over here and get butt ass naked in my house and everything, and lay your own naked ass on my couch and all of that shit and everything. And it's like, okay, then where is it a double standard? Somebody lying? I don't know. I don't know. This is why I got you on the phone. Maybe you can explain it to me and clear it up for me. You know what I'm saying? Because if that's the case, you know, and if that's the case, then that's a form of being a narcissist too.
Well, and that's true. That is true. I just believe it depends upon the woman. And women, mm-hmm. we say one thing and we mean another.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, bravo! I finally had somebody to say that. women be like, no, I said this and the other, and it's like, no, you didn't, sweetie. You told me this and everything. It's kind of like,
yes.
You know, like you're trying to catch me off guard, like I'm not paying attention. You know what I'm saying?
No. Well, I'm not paying attention.
You know. No, this is what I live for. No, you're not paying attention. You're not paying attention to me. You know what I'm saying? Now, out of all of this, you were telling me that he got. Now, it started out verbally. You didn't. You couldn't tell that he was crazy and deranged by talking to him.
No, like I said, when you are, you haven't met. And you are using social media, talking over the phone. We can say anything over the phone.
Uh-huh, right.
We can disguise who we are. I really believe that I'm a good person as far as a discerning character. Just, you know, being able to tell if person is really sincere. I really got tripped up on this. I really did. And I know that there are women out there who are listening who it's happened to them as well. And men as well. Because, you know, we put our picture on Facebook and we post things, and then we get on the phone and we say things, but it all boils down to who we really are in person.
Okay.
I just want to, you know, let men and women know there are good men and women that are out there in the world who you can meet through social media. But just be forewarned that there are people out there who have psychological issues, and it might be more than what you can handle.
Yeah, that's true. I'm pretty sure a lot of times we do bite off more than we can handle. So as far as this is concerned, the bottom line on this is what you're trying to get across to our women is what?
It's know the signs. Know the signs. Whether you meet a man on the internet or you just meet a man in general, or men, if you meet a woman on the internet or you meet her in general, just know the signs. Someone who is, you know, just agitated all the time, someone who reacts to criticism with anger, or someone who shames you, someone who needs to have you in their focus 24 hours, 7 days a week, who gets agitated if you're not in, you know, in their focus, then you might want to start, you know, thinking about where you actually stand and how far you need to go in this relationship, because there may be some obsessive type of disorder going on with this person.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, just be forewarned. Just know the signs. Know the signs,
yeah.
Because going through that pain, it's harsh. And
no.
You just don't want to get caught up in a situation like that where you've left and you may be in a place where you don't have any family, you don't have anyone to go to. The graveyards, excuse me, they tell a lot of stories. They tell a lot of stories about women who, you know, met someone and thought that they were their knight in shining armor.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So what are some of the things, I mean, you know, because that kind of makes it bad for all men. So what if, you know, when you're dealing with the social media, you know, dealing with social media kind of makes it bad for mostly all men, because all men are on social media right now. You know what I'm saying? And things, you meet people and you talk to people and it's like, hey, can we go out on a date or anything like that? Did you guys even date? Did you guys date, or did you just go? Did he just go in head first?
I went in head first. We did not date, and that was you know, something that I've never done before. So we met the day I left here and went there. We met for the first time. And, you know, you said there, you know, the majority of men are on social media and it makes it bad for them. There are good men who are on social media. My situation, it's my own. But I don't want women to feel that they can't trust it, but you just have to be cautious. It's okay to meet. It's okay to, you know, go on a date. I went straight
mm-hmm.
in because I truly believed that this man was who he was and who he said he was. So I don't knock social media because of that. I'm still on social media. I think it's
mm-hmm.
an awesome outlet to communicate, to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep some of the old fashioned things in, as far as, you know, meeting
mm-hmm.
and seeing each other.
Mm.
But I figured at my age, you know, what could go wrong? At my age, you know, I'm grown. I'm a grown woman. I'm doing some grown woman stuff. And you know, he agreed. He said, you know, we're not kids. We don't need to. We don't have to court and all this stuff. Let's just do this. I'm adventurous. I said, sure, you know. Hey,
wow.
Let's go for it.
Wow. Oh, my type of woman. She said, hey, yeah, let's go. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you take off your shoes, I take my shoes off too, baby. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Wow. Okay, then. So y'all just went in and everything. Y'all just jumped in the pond like two ducks, huh? And
we did. We sure did. We really did. And, yeah. And I'm just thankful that it didn't end in a tragic way. You know, I don't knock social media. I'm always on social media. I'm kind of leery now about men when they come at
really?
Me about God and, you know,
okay.
I love the Lord and, you know, I'm kind of feeling like, all right, did you walk with Jesus? You know, are you going to tell me that? So
yeah.
A lot of it, too, you know, is me being a little naive to that. I just did not think that he would be that bold as to use, you know,
Thank
his
you.
Faith.
You know,
and, you know.
You know, I agree with you. I have to agree with you and everything. You know, I get a lot of women when they're talking to me, they come at me, especially with me being, you know, because I have no filter. It isn't me, especially with me being the way of forward and aggressive as I am. I could be more aggressive, but it seems like that's, I wouldn't say it scares women, but it seems like women don't know how to handle an aggressive man. And the only reason why I'm aggressive is because I see what I want, I know what I like, so I'm going to go after it. If I don't tell you, a closed mouth doesn't get fed. You're not a mind reader. It ain't like you walking around with a crystal ball. So if I want to see you butt naked, I'm going to tell you, you can take that off and put on this shirt, you know, or something like that. Or if I want you to come here, it's more like, come here, come here, woman, come here, come to me. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. I'm sure women these days like an assertive, somewhat aggressive man because he knows what he wants, and I'm not going to second guess, and I'm not going to sit there and think about it and, okay then, you know, because it's an old saying, say, you know, you study long, you study wrong.
True. That is,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, you know, my thing is kind of like, you know, let me know what's up front. So when I get the women that come to me and be like, you know, the Lord has blessed this and this, that, and the other, I have to let them know, sweetie, Jesus ain't got nothing to do with this. Jesus ain't got nothing to do with this. We talking about going to the club, turning up. I'm pretty sure he's not going to walk up to the table and go, my children, thy art back. And you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm here. You know, we going to go, oh, shit, the Lord is here. The Lord is up in the club, y'all. We got to get the hell out of here. And everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But,
right.
You know, y'all quit using Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And this is so blessed. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
No,
yes,
it's not. We sitting here.
I'm
we sitting here
that.
With a bottle. Of, yeah, we sitting here with a bottle of Grey Goose and a sack of weed. This ain't blessed. and the things that you just whispered in my ear, I'm pretty sure the good Lord didn't tell you to tell me that.
That's right. That is right.
You
I'm so glad that you're saying that. It. Please, just you know, don't try to play on a man's feelings and a woman's
woman.
You know, emotion by saying that Jesus, you know, this was sent by Jesus.
This was sent by the Lord.
Yes.
You know, I woke up this morning and he put it on my heart to call you and this, that, and the other. No, player, I think you woke up this morning with morning wood and the morning wood put it on your heart to call her and let her know, you know what I'm saying? You know what, I sure am thinking about you. You know what, you sure, I woke up with you on my mind and on my heart and a bulge in my pants. Yeah, that's really how it was and everything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's keep it 600. If we're going to be adults about things, you know what I'm saying? I would rather call you and tell you, that because you're going to go, he a fool, but I love it. I like that. At least, you know, at least I'm not. That's me scheming. That's scheming.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
I'm scheming. I'm thinking about you and this, that, and the other. When I go to Bible study today, knowing I ain't going to Bible study. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably go to the weed house, but I ain't going to Bible study and this and the other. But I'm gonna run that by you to keep you. You know, I guess to keep you interested. I guess in certain cases it makes a man feel like she ain't gonna go nowhere if I tell her I'm going to Bible study. If I'm this and the other, or if I try to appeal to her intellect, then it's going to, you know, it's going to keep her when in all actuality, because when you get around her, it's going to be a different story.
Right, right. So please, be forewarned, anyone coming in the name of, you know, of God, and this was, you know, it came in my spirit because I heard all that. That is what he told me. He fed that to me. He fed that to me every day, every hour, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is a
mind thing. It, you know, get in the head, get that in the head that I was God sent. So then when I began to show this other side of me, she's not going to leave because she's not going to know how to leave.
Right. Okay. All right. I can understand that. I don't think we as men understand that that's going to make you leave even quicker. I don't think we understand that part. I really don't. For a man to even go there, period. You know what I'm saying, and everything. And don't get me wrong, and please don't get me wrong, because I had to learn this myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm a man. I can sell snow to an Eskimo if they give me a chance. You know, the good Lord has blessed me with the gift of gab. He's blessed me with a tongue, with a mouthpiece. You know what I'm saying? And I use it very, very, very well. You know what I'm saying? But it's just certain things that you don't. It's certain things that you just don't cross. It's certain things that you just don't. To me, it's being blasphemous. You know what I'm saying? When you're doing things in the name of Christianity and in the name of the Lord. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, the good Lord hung out with all the hoes and the prostitutes and this and the other and all the dope dealers and everything. He was always on the north end of town. Ain't that a damn shame? Every time you want to talk about the black folks, is the north end of town. We never go over there on the south side and everything. You know what I'm saying? It's always on the north end of town. I guess, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's a whole totally different story. But, So you can't keep putting that on Jesus, because he's going to ask you about it. He's going to ask you. Remember that day you were sitting there at the table with old girl? Why are you telling her that I sent you? And I didn't send you. You know what I'm saying? It's your hormones. I don't think we grasp on and really call it what it is. And we are hormonal. It's our hormones. We're hormonal. You know what I'm saying? In some cases, we walking around here horny and this and the other and everything, and you see certain things and certain things make your mind click. You know, we got these reality shows now that are coming on, and you see they doing everything and saying everything on TV that they used to couldn't say back in the 90s. Or back in 2000, it was certain things that you couldn't say on TV. Now they're saying everything.
That's right. Everything.
Now they're doing everything. You know what I'm saying? And it makes you sit up and it makes you go, well, damn, you know, and it does make you go, damn, I'm getting old, I'm getting older, shit, because this one, you know, blah, 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 blah on TV and this and the other, you know, and that's like, for me, in my case, I see my kids and they be telling me, yeah, daddy, blah, you know, telling me stuff, and I'll be like, I ain't never heard that before, and they be kind of looking at me like, dad, you in the entertainment business, where you been? At home? You know, I've been at home, but I've never heard that before, you know what I'm saying? And so I mean, you know, I do believe that once we are all on the same page and in tune with the same thing, things kind of flow better. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So are you when a man comes to you now, for all the men that's out there listening. So when a man comes to you now, I guess we got men on the listening to the show, and they're going, well, I can check that off my list. I can't come to her, you know, spiritually. You know what I'm saying? I can check that off my list. Damn, I was gonna come with the swaddling clothing and everything, and this and the other, and, you know, tell her I've been in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights and everything like that there. So, so now, you done already told me, you said it makes you kind of leery. And that's the sad part about it, because now it makes you leery of the black man. You know what I'm saying?
That's very sad.
I got a question. Will it make you date out of your race?
I love my black men.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah, I like my sisters too. Don't get me wrong. I mean, shout out to all the other races, white girls, the Latinos,
yes,
and this and the
yes.
other. That's cool. But you know, they've never showed it. You know, and they tell me all the time, "Oh, fat man, there's plenty of white girls and blah 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 blah." That's digging you. Well, they ain't telling me. You know what I'm saying? They haven't expressed that to me. And if you don't express it to me, you'll become extinct in my world and everything, because it's like I'm not talking about. I love a sassy ass black woman. I love a black woman to tell me no and everything. And the second question, this is another question I wanted to ask. Do you think that he went there? Girl, I'm full of questions. Trust me. do you think that he went there? And this is something that's going to get women to go. I don't know. I guess my switchboard won't light up after I say it. Do you think that he went there because you allowed him to?
No.
You don't think so. You don't think so. You don't think that he caught on to your mildness, your laid back attitude, and everything like that, and knew, okay, she laid back, she's mild mannered, this and the other. Because that's just like I can have women say, you know, for instance, I've had people come by, we get to talking, everything like that. One thing leads to another and stuff. But then when she gets home, she wants to play the avoid game. It's kind of like we never did what we did. I would rather for a woman to come to me and go, you know what, tonight I'm just looking for a fuck just like you are and everything, and I'm going home and getting my own bed instead of playing the role as if you like me. So when I call you back, now you want to dodge my calls, and now you're so busy and things like that. That wouldn't happen if you wouldn't have allowed me to do what I did last night. Okay? And this is what I want my black women to take responsibility for. I can't stand up in it and beat on my chest if you don't allow me to. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
If you don't allow me to do that, then okay then we can have good conversation. We can sit up and talk. We can sit up and drink this bottle of wine and everything like that. But don't allow me to do it. Don't allow me to do certain things that's going to turn me on, that was going to lead to other things. Or don't allow me to speak to you in a certain way, knowing my giddy up. I honestly believe women need to understand who they're dealing with. You're dealing with, you know, you're dealing with a virile, healthy, somewhat healthy black man. You know what I'm saying? Now, I can understand, you know, and I'm pretty sure single black man with his own stuff, having his own place and this and the other, is a turn on to certain women. Same thing it is like single black woman with her own place, own car, own money, own job, this and the other, doing the damn thing, is a turn on to a black man. So, you know, we need to take responsibility in what we do. That's like that's like they say, you know, drink responsibly. You know, I guess we need to take that same slogan. We need to take that same slogan as far as life goes and live life responsibly, because a lot of stuff don't happen unless you allow it to happen, unless you let me do that. You let me act a fool like that last night. You know what I'm saying? So do you think if you put your foot down and let him know, I'm not going to tolerate this from you, do you think he would have understood?
That's a good question.
Do you
think
so?
That's really hard to. I'm not sure.
Because obviously, the only reason why we as black men act the way we do, get away with what we get away with, is because a black woman or a woman, period, allowed us to do it. She didn't. We didn't catch no repercussion behind it. She didn't let me know that that's not going to be tolerated. I'm not going to have you speak to me like that, or I'm not going to have you acting like this out with me, this being disrespectful, or I'm not going to have you acting like this, talking to people crazy because things didn't go your way. I believe if you know, and not in the sense because you know, and not in the sense of trying to embarrass the man, not in the sense of trying to show out, because you and I both know our races do have the thing to where we figure we need to, you know, I call it performing. You know, it's like, you know, at some point in time, you know, with me being a man, you know, dealing with a woman out in the street, I get you get the homie that walk up and go, man, you gonna let her talk to you like that? You know, she ain't talk to me like that here. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not gonna perform for you. Because I think that's what everybody expecting. They want you to perform. They want you to check your woman in front of everybody to make sure that you got the cojones. I don't have to check her. That's why I tell people, you know, and they wonder why when I do have a girlfriend, they're like, well, damn, you got an answer in your phone? You got to, because I don't have to perform for her. I don't have to stick my chest out for her. She know I'm the man of the house. She know I'm the man. She know that. So then why should I have to hide anything? Why should I have to be like, anybody come to the door, you let me answer the door. I ain't selling dope. You know what I'm saying? What I got to give is addictive. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? You know, you'll get hooked on it and this and the other. You'll be at my door scratching like, daddy, it's hurting. Y'all need to come in because this hurt. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? So, you know, I honestly believe it's what a woman allows a man to do, say, etc. Because if you don't allow it and you don't go for it, we can't do it. Then you're right to dismiss us because now we just stuck our lip out. Lip poked out, we pissed off, we driving fast, like you said, he turning corners, sliding the back end of the car around the, you know, around the corner like we Starsky and Hutch. Nigga, we ain't on no police car. What you driving fast for? You know what I'm saying? Slow down. Damn. True. You went past a little private school and scared all the nuns and shit and this and the other because you're driving fast. What is up with that? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, ladies, you know, you got to be careful, but watch what you allow a man to do. True. Watch what you find amusing. If it's amusing to you, then cool. May not be amusing to everybody else. But my thing is this, be ready to deal with the repercussions behind what's going on because you chose to drink that bottle of Moscato, now you done got hot in the behind, and now it's like, you know, now you like, yeah, where is that shirt you want me to put on? Okay, then. All right, then. Yeah, well, it's in my bedroom. Matter of fact, you ain't even got to put it on. All you got to do is go in there. See what I'm saying? I done already picked your brain. Y'all done already picked your brain. So it's like, okay, now you want to put the shirt on. Okay, then, well, let's bypass the shirt. You ain't even got to put the shirt on. Just take it off and walk around in your panties and bra. I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest. So, sweetie, make sure you tell everybody where they can find your page at on Facebook.
You can go to Silencing of the Lambs, Identifying a Narcissist.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you'll find me.
See, just you saying that right there will turn a man on. You know, you come to the Silence of the Lambs and identify him. Come on now, come on. Come on. No wonder why he acted crazy when you got out there and this said the other. Because he's like, oh, shit. Oh, okay, then, yeah, without a doubt. You probably gave him a jolt to where he's thinking, yeah, I got, yeah, I've been rejuvenated. I feel young again and everything. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So listen, Tanya, it was a pleasure. It was my pleasure of having you on the show. We got to do this again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're about to run out of time and stuff like that there. I will make sure that I send everyone to your page. And all I can say is,
Thank you.
Bless you, sweet. Well, I don't want to go, like I said, God ain't got nothing to do with this, but God bless you, sweet. God bless you, sweetie. You know what I'm saying? And we are always here on Live After Five. If you ever got anything to say, ever got anything to air out or anything like that, you make sure you call me, okay?
I will, and thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no. I told you we was going to have fun. It was my pleasure, sweetie. It was my pleasure.
Good night.
You hear that? Yeah, good night, Mom. Get off the phone. Get off the phone with me. All right, dear. Good night. I'll talk to you later. Yeah, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Yeah, I told you that was going to be an intense conversation. I enjoyed her so very much. You guys make sure you go to her Facebook page and look her up. You know what I'm saying? It's Silence of the Lambs. Identifying a narcissist, okay? You make sure you go there and like the page. Look at all the quotes and everything that she's putting up, because the quotes are uplifting. You know what I'm saying? My black women, please, please, please support her and go to the page and be uplifted. You know what I'm saying? We got to uplift our neighborhoods, all right? We got to uplift ourselves. We got to uplift each other. Got to uplift our neighborhoods. But right now, black women are the most important thing on the list. So we got to make sure that we uplift our black women. Black men, we got to support our black women more than what we do, all right? So listen, y'all, my time is up. I got to get up out of here, you know what I'm saying? For Fat Man, WPHAT Radio, and live from Las Vegas, you got Live After 5 with the Fat Man, y'all. I'll check y'all out tomorrow. Peace.